Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy New Year. Only 15, 16 days into it. And you, of course, are thinking about your health, your New Year's resolutions. Some of you have already broken, but for the most part, you're on it, I know. And what you've got to do, and what we're going to do a two-part, maybe three-part series on, is the art and science of stretching. Now, why am I going to spend your time and my time doing something, doing shows on something that, you know, superficially is just so mundane? Everybody knows how to stretch. Bend down and touch your toes. No, 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 no. I don't care if you're going to Pilates or yoga. I don't care if you learned it from your high school track coach. I don't care if you've been rolfed, hellerized. Whatever your background is, I implore you to listen to this show. I'm going to indict, in a gentle and humble way, I'm going to indict the public's concept of what stretching's all about. And I'm going to do it with as much science as we can pack in to the next hour and maybe a few hours down the road. This is vital to your health. Understanding the art and science of stretching is vital. There are many myths. There are many misconceptions. There is an enormous amount of misdirection. And please do not indulge yourself into thinking that you're getting it because you go to your weekly yoga class, because you're not. Now, that statement is the product of two decades of doing it, living it, breathing it, eating it, teaching others to do it, training yogics who own studios and who are hopefully passing on the good word correctly, and a whole lot more than that. So this is one of the topics I know an enormous amount about, so please listen. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, straighttalk.cc. That is the website to get yourself to so you can see the pictures. Some of you do the show without pictures. Cheers to you that you can attempt and succeed at that. But if you can, get to a computer so you can see the pictures. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com and with two T's. Very easy to do. Show 243. I started broadcasting April 2011, so we're going to be going into our fifth year pretty soon. Amazing. People from all over the world listening to the show. These shows are archived because you need to listen to them again and again and again. This is not a one-shot thing. There's a ton packed in. Yes, you stretch. Yes. Right now, in your mind, if you want to know how to stretch, just flip on a YouTube station and look at somebody showing you how to stretch. Concepts you have to understand, and if you don't understand them, you're wasting your YouTube time. Concepts. So we're on the website. Concept number one. Let's lay it down this way. Look at picture number one. Okay? So you're going to have to get a concept. This is the concept of what we call structural stress. So a concept you need to learn to understand and be functional with is that of structural stress. Postural stress. So I want you to look at picture number one. Now, there you go. What posture are you exhibiting? And there's a bunch of postures, and there's a bunch of postures on top of that. And it's really only the guy all the way on the right where it says good posture that's making an attempt to display a good posture. Problem with that picture is, if you want to critique from a pro, that guy that's on the good posture thing, he's forcing himself into that posture. Anytime you're forcing yourself into a posture, your posture's not good. But we'll forget that, okay? And we'll just simply say that that young man there with the subheading, good posture, is a lot closer to what you want than those other pictures. Now let's look at other themes on this. Go to picture number two. There we go, picture number two. Good posture, poor posture, and poor posture. What you're looking at are different slopes in the spinal column, the bones of the spine. 7, 12, and 5. So you've got 24 vertebrae plus the sacrum. And as those bones hold different positions, you hold a different posture. Now, what's the big deal about poor posture, really poor posture, okay posture, and great posture? Why the emphasis on these things? Well, you've got to understand structural stress. And later on, you're going to have to understand how structural stress just doesn't break down your muscles. It just doesn't tear up your joints. It destroys your organ systems. Now, there's the first thing that you had to write down. If you're interested in learning to stretch, if you're a devotee of stretching, if you're passionate about stretching, if you understand its significance and you have an interest in your health, until you have progressed to the point where you can stretch apart your internal organs, you don't got it. Okay, so I'll be politically incorrect. You don't got it yet. Unless you've stretched to the point where you can pull apart your internal organs. Beyond the flexibility of the bones is a point at which you can start to pull the fascial adhesions apart from the organ systems. And in those adhesions are your nerves and your lymph and your arteries and your veins, all the conduits, the passageways to what controls the health of the cell is locked in to the spaces in between the organs, which you need to pull apart. So, in a better world, you'd walk into my favorite place to get your physical, Kaiser Permanente, and you've had your well-intentioned medical doctors not just give you an EKG, but give you a flexibility test. And if you fail the flexibility test, which most of you surely would, the medical doctor would say, your level of flexibility is not sufficient to open up the adhesion spaces, the adhesive spaces between your organ systems, and this will put you for greater risk of disease. And since off the genetic profiling, you're more likely to have breast or ovarian cancer or prostate cancer, you can't afford, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, not to access the tensions between the organ systems. So I'm really not fooling around here. I'm asking you to upgrade yourself. And that's what I'll be clanging for the rest of my life, for America, if not the world, to get the upgrade on what this holistic stuff is all about, because it's real. And stretching and flexibility is real. And we're barely scratching at the surface, despite the plethora of well-intentioned yoga and Pilates studios throughout the United States. Still missing the point. So let's get this upgrade because it's real. Now, let's look at again, picture number four. Let's keep going. Look at those varieties of postures in picture number four. That green line, that's your vertebral column. Those are those 24 bones plus the sacrum from the back and from the side. And what we're saying is those bones can get pulled out of position into very distorted shapes. Now, go to picture six. No, better yet, let's talk about Ida Rolf. Let's talk a moment about Ida Rolf. So go to picture seven. This is one of her well-known books, Rolfing. Yes, you've all heard of Rolfing. Yes, some of you have been Rolfed. And I think that's wonderful. Except I want you to understand what Rolfing is in its essence. And then you have to determine whether you received the Rolfing, not that you paid for it, but that you adapted yourself to the gift of rolfing. Again, I'm talking in a very specific language. Just because you stretch doesn't mean you inhabit the stretch. Just because you stretch, it doesn't mean you're getting progressively more flexible. Just because you lay down on a massage table and pay a rolfer doesn't mean you've been rolfed, or a heller worker. Just because you pay a Feldenkrais practitioner good money to be Feldenkrais, or Alexandered, or Pilates'd, doesn't mean you received the therapy. We got to get really specific about what these therapies in essence are trying to do, so you can measure the result against the claim. Otherwise, you can be spinning your wheels. And yes, I'll be politically incorrect to say most people who do these things are spinning their wheels. They're not getting the results, and nobody's telling them. It's difficult to sell somebody, look, Joe, this is your third rolfing session, but you're wasting your money. Look, Joe, you've been in the yoga class for 6 months. You're wasting your time. That's not a politically correct statement. And I think it's time to start thinking that politically incorrect is really something that we should think about before we write it off as politically incorrect. Maybe it's politically correct to start being a little more politically incorrect. I will tell you, here's where the rubber meets the road. I examine, in the last 20 years, America's understanding of the benefits of these various movements, rolfing, hella work, yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, Qigong, and I think we're missing it because we don't have the education. And I think you have to start there. Otherwise, well, let's keep going. Picture number 6. Now that's the concept. Picture 6. Your bones are the guy on the left. And unless your bones over time, as you spend time, money, and energy in whatever structural work, like stretching, you participate in, you want to look at the guy on the right. Because if you don't, muscles start to go into compensation. Meaning the muscles that pull you out of place and bring you down have to be compensated for by muscles that pull you up. So if you look at picture number 6 again, the person on the left, because those bones don't have alignment, because those muscles don't allow that alignment to occur, because those adhesions in the tissues don't allow that alignment to occur, well, that person on the left is being pulled forward. Weight is being distributed to the toes. And once the weight goes forward, something has to pull it backwards. Something has to compensate for the forward pull. And that compensation to the forward pull, well, I want you to go now to picture number 21. Look at picture number 21. Picture 21 gives you a great shot of the back of somebody's muscles. And there's a muscle group called the erector spinae. They go from the sacrum all the way down low, all the way up to the top of your head. They go all the way from the sacrum. There are these thick cords. You know those cords. Those are those big lumps in your back. Those are those muscles that people touch in massage. Those are those thick, ropey things. Those thick, ropey things pull you back because muscles in the front pull you forward and down. And that imbalance between the forces that pull you down and then the compensatory strain of the muscles pulling you back up is what we call structural stress. Which makes it ludicrous. So I'll be strong here. It almost makes it ludicrous to ask somebody to massage out those muscles in your back of your neck. And you're